Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, licensed life agent and private market specialist with Pinnacle Wealth Brokers. A couple of weeks back, we discussed how private equity could boost or enhance perhaps 20 to 25% of your overall investment portfolio. But what about the rest, the main part of your investments? What could make up that 75% or more of your overall holdings? Now, while every investor may have different comfort zones as far as time horizons, expected returns, and the willingness and discipline to ride the market swings, knowing that with the right funds and proper balance, your investments will continue to grow. Now, certainly during retirement years, you don't wish to invest at a high risk, and you shouldn't overload in GICs either, for you should have a solid growth income for hopefully many years to come. Assuming you don't like the low returns on GICs and you're not a savvy stock investor, what is the mainstream, the core investments that might suit you best? Mutual funds, or better still, segregated funds. And the segregated, or more commonly known as seg funds, are basically mutual funds with certain insured guarantees that should be of interest to everyone, and especially mature clients. Four advantages are, number one, a guaranteed death benefit. So whatever the original amount you invest, plus the growth, is the death benefit. Meaning, let's say you invested $100,000. That amount, or the increase, is what's paid out to your beneficiary. Now, if your $100,000 has fallen to, say, $95,000 at the time of your demise, it's the original $100,000 that gets paid out. And again, if it's gone up to, say, $108,000, that's also the amount paid out. It can never be less than what you started with. With stock or other funds, if the market fell at the time of your death, unfortunately, the lesser amount is all your spouse would get. Number two, funds are paid directly to your beneficiary, not your estate, thus avoiding probate fees. Number three, while stocks and mutual funds can rise, they can also fall quite rapidly. We've seen losses of 40% or more at times. Seg funds have certain stop levels to prevent those losses. So, 100% or better upon death, and a fixed level while you're still alive. And number four, creditor proof. A benefit for anyone who's had extreme financial difficulties, where you might lose a few valuable items in a bankruptcy, but not your investments in seg funds. They are insured and protected from creditors. What kind of investments are in seg funds and what rates of performance you can expect? I'll go through examples of that next week. For more information on this or other investments, you can call me, Roger Hamilton, 902-499-5879. Our office is Pinnacle Wealth, 1232 Bedford Highway. The website is yourfinancialdestination.ca. And yes, we do health calls if you prefer. That's our financial tip for this week. So until next time, no matter what you do, keep investing, for there is no refund on lost time.